Welcome to the Daily Drive Podcast, part of the Imagine Golf Podcast Network. Enjoy listening to a previous series inside the Imagine Golf app, where each week we feature seven concepts from a best-selling book or a top mind in the game. Here is our founder and the voice of Imagine Golf, Malcolm Scoville.
Welcome back to the Daily Drive. Each week we spotlight a new book that can help you think better and play better. This is our day three spotlight on Fearless Golf by Dr. Gio Valiante. Last time we talked about exclusive focus. Today, we'll talk about Kaizen. That's K-A-I-Z-E-N. A Japanese term you might have heard often in a business context, but which Dr. Gio applies to the modern golfer. Kaizen, he writes, is the idea of continual, measured improvement, regardless of performance. Golf's patron saint of constant improvement is Ben Hogan. Hogan won 64 times in his career, Dr. Gio reminds us. 50 of those wins, including all nine majors, came after his 33rd birthday. Think about that. Both Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods won most of their tournaments before turning 33. Dr. Gio writes, Hogan's attention to constant improvement, to Kaizen, led some to believe he had unearthed some sort of secret of the golf swing. While Hogan took the idea of constant improvement to an extreme, pushing himself to perfection, Dr. Gio believes that we should all adopt this spirit of Kaizen. A golfer who demonstrates Kaizen, he writes, gets lost in the details, puzzles, and mysteries of the game. Kaizen focuses on small steps rather than big changes, and that can seem more doable for many of us. When we get lost in those details, puzzles, and mysteries that Dr. Gio is talking about, we begin to improve in a more natural, enjoyable way. So how can we begin to develop this Kaizen mindset? Try these simple steps. First, pay attention to your tools. Are your clubs the right length for your body? Is the shaft the right material, the right stiffness for your club head speed? Are you using a blade putter when you should be using a mallet? It's easy to get these details analyzed. Improve just one detail each month. Next, pay attention to your stats. Fairways hit, greens in regulation, recovery shots, putting accuracy from different distances, average scores on the par 3s, par 4s, and par 5s, and really honing in on the yardage and accuracy of each club. These stats will reveal your strengths so you can play to them, and your weaknesses so you can work on them. Most of all, you'll begin to see your steady progress as a golfer, and that is a good feeling. Finally, pay attention to your attitude. Stay positive. Notice the good things. Take deep breaths. Feel the sun and enjoy the shade. Remind yourself that the round will be over soon, so enjoy every moment. The physicist Robert Moyer said, "Small actions are at the heart of Kaizen. By taking steps so tiny that they seem trivial or even laughable, you'll sail calmly past obstacles that have defeated you before." Once again, the physicist Robert Moyer, "Small actions are at the heart of Kaizen. By taking steps so tiny that they seem trivial or even laughable, you'll sail calmly past obstacles that have defeated you before." That's the mindset we all want, on and off the course. Pick one little thing to improve this week. Begin your Kaizen journey today. All it takes is one small step. And in a world where some of our problems can seem so big and some solutions so impossible, this one technique, this one lesson, can guide you to the promised land on the golf course and in your career, your family, your life, in all things. That's all for now. Until next time, keep imagining what's possible.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Drive podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and be sure to rate and review this episode. If you want more content like this right now, download the Imagine Golf app from the App Store or Google Play and start your free 7-day trial. You can listen to hundreds of snackable mental game lessons. Imagine Golf is helping thousands of golfers lower their handicaps, play more consistently, and get more joy out of the game. Think better, and you will play better. And as Malcolm said, until next time, keep imagining what's possible.